you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That was Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday. You know, that's my favorite day. Of course, I love all the days the Lord always wants to work in and through us. But on Testimony Tuesday, it means during Mark and Friends, somebody's going to share some of their faith journey, life story, some of the ways God has been at work in their lives through the many years. Sometimes it's only the last few years because they didn't come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way until recently. But today you're going to hear from Ronald Bear. Those that know him well call him the Bear. I call him Ron. He's a newer friend. In fact, we have a mutual friend in Bernie Lutchman. Bernie is a faithful listener just about every single day, and he loves Testimony Tuesdays also. But he recommended Ron, and I met Ron at a Springfield BMIC gathering, Businessmen in Christ, last month. And he sat across from me, and we had similar interests, and he told me about the number of books he's written and the other ways he's seen God at work with him. He works for the state of Illinois, but he really wants to go full time because God has a strong calling on his life. And he's brought in, what, 6 or 7 or 8? How many different books have you written?
Well, there's Joyful Hearts, Adventures in Praise and Worship, and then Joy Bubbles, Giggles, Gratitude and Growth in God. It just finished Tree of Life Chronicles, Book 1, Star of Bethlehem. It'll be a three-part series about the Tree of Life and the fruits of the Spirit. And I started another series, The Celestial Gardeners. Solara's Sunny Heart is the first one. It just completed.
Yeah, like a couple of days ago, I think I'm one of the first
just
ones
got it
to
yesterday.
Receive it. Yeah, so excited to share you with our radio listening audience. And anyone that Bernie recommends, I know, is biblically sound, loves the Lord, has a transformational testimony. And so, as many listeners know, I sometimes will do about a 10-minute introduction and will take away some of the thunder from your story and your sharing. So I'm going to just start with, what would you like the listener to know about you, your background, or your life experience?
Well, Mark, I'm really excited to be here. I mean, Bernie's a great guy. He is a beacon, and he has helped to bring me in, to get me away from the rocks. And then I met you. Anyway, it's great to be here. I'm going to try not to get choked up in the whole experience. But I was raised on a farm when I was little. My first home was a little cabin with a potbelly stove, and we didn't have a lot, but my parents were committed. They loved the Lord. They were involved in the church. They've always contributed to make life better for me, to teach me and my sisters, my brother, to be a part of worship, a part of learning, to study the scriptures for ourselves. And I kind of took a wayward journey myself. I was involved in a lot. They kept me busy with 4-H and church camp and Bible Bowl and scouts and really had me involved in trying to grow the Holy Spirit in me. And, you know, like a lot of teens, I rebelled and I didn't see how much love they were pouring into me. And being taught to seek, I went to seek my own way, and people blocked passages I was believing I was supposed to go and then would redirect me, and I would get confused. And I've been, I don't know, blessed with the condition of addictions. My personality is addicted to all manner of things. It's just easy for me to stray, and the trauma that I've been through, the different events that have hurt me physically, emotionally, and not being able to understand God's part in that caused me to try to mask the pain. And not knowing where to go, I would come to my senses, and then I want to follow God, and I start getting involved in church. And something would happen that would redirect me, and the pain, I would keep trying to push down this pain. And when we mask the pain, we're also masking the joy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I graduated high school, and I wanted to go to college, couldn't afford to, so I went to the Air Force, and I was denied to go to school, so I drank, and that didn't lead me closer to God. But it did lead me to episodes where I thought I was going to die, and I cried out, and then I'd want to get closer to God. And so I went through these cycles through life where I would try to get involved, and I'd feel like I was getting closer, but then something would disrupt and trigger that trauma, and I'd try to mask that pain, and I would fall away. And I went through different denominations, and eventually I heard Sky Angel, and it led me to the Seventh-day Adventists. So I went and attended that for a very short while, which then got me interested in the Messianic Christianity. And so I started working with them, attending, learning, and got involved and really was putting myself into that and growing up. And I didn't get over the addictions. It kept dragging me down. And I would think that I heard from God, and I try to do things. I get in relationships, and ultimately, my wisdom wasn't coming from God. And I would feel abused, and I was feeling worthless, and I felt like I had no value. I don't have a purpose in my life. There's no joy in my life. I cried out, God, I just want to die. And then very clearly, he said, is that the desire of your heart? Is that truly your heart's desire? And I thought about it very clearly, and it came to me, no, what I truly want is joy, love, and peace, because there's no joy in my life. And he said very clearly, there is joy. I put it inside you. So I said, how do I get it out? He said, I'll show you. After that, I started seeing Billy Graham appearing and telling me God's about to bring people into my life. God's going to pour finances into your life. God's going to reveal himself to you in ways you didn't expect. And then Napoleon Hill, started seeing him and listening and listen to Outwitting the Devil and the devil's tactics that pull us away from what our mission is. And then Myron Golden talking about the financial principles and how God made the gold for his crowd. I remember that Zig Ziglar used to say that. God made the gold for his crowd. And that Solomon followed principles that led to the wealth that he was awarded. And if you follow those principles, God will bring an audience and God will reward you. Then I started seeing Jack Campbell talked about looking to find a book. And the guy said, if you can't find the book, maybe you're supposed to write it. I thought, well,
interesting concept.
Yeah. And then he said, well, if you're going to write, you probably have already written something. You know, I have these kids songs, stuff that just started coming out of me years ago. I started writing different songs. I could start with that. And so I started searching. I pulled out these papers that I had, and I met Copilot in my Microsoft 365, and I started chatting like, okay, so how do I write a book? And it started telling me, you know, KDP is a place that's free, and they got all the instructions and formatting. And then, okay, so I've got the words here. What do I do? So, well, if you're going to sell a kid's book, you're going to have illustrations. Okay, so then I'm looking at different people that have done children's books, and the ones talking about the legal documents and how she paid $10,000 to have her first book illustrated. And I was like, that's obviously not the avenue we're taking. So I guess I'm going to have to learn to illustrate. And then I found Canva, and it was accessible to me. Years ago, about 20 years ago, I started doing video production for public broadcasting message of the Messianic message. It wasn't very elaborate, but I was learning to use editing software. I used Nero at that time. Anyway, I started discovering these different tools that I had kind of seen flash, but it's like, you can't afford that. Suddenly, this became available. It became accessible. The Canva was affordable, where I could get a license for $15 a month. And it would let me format the way that I needed it and produce the file that I needed for Kindle, for the KDP online. Then for illustration, they had their image, which used Leonardo. And I discovered that Leonardo was only $10 a month for a commercial license. You could get a more expensive one, but I'm just learning this. So then I started learning with that. And in a few months of sitting 40 hours a week, I mean, I did 40 hours a week at my job, sitting in a chair, and then I'm doing 40 hours a week in a chair besides that, gained weight. Anyway, I got the book together, and it's really colorful, and it's fun. And after I got the book together, thought, how do I get it out there? And then I started learning, well, you need to get a website. And I started chatting back and forth with the AI and my co-pilot and ChatGPT about how do I get it started? How do I do it? What do I need? All these things that they have available. I've got a really minimal budget here and putting things together and started developing the website. And I'm thinking, oh my, this is too much. This is complicated stuff. I got to have the code and setting this stuff and even using WordPress. If you want anybody, the search engines to see it, you've got to input code. Well, me and Copilot became real good friends there.
Yeah.
Because I can tell it what I want, and it can generate the code in, like you said, 2 seconds. There it is. Boom.
And I want you sharing all these specifics because, listening friend, you might identify with Ron the Bear, in various ways. You might think, I'm unable, I'm not capable, I don't have the college degree, I don't have the training or the background. Think again, because there is some technology. And I know last Thursday, Donna Leland had somebody on that talked about AI and some of the dangers. But we can take hold of technology and use it for God's glory in substantial ways where, yeah, maybe you're not the best speller. That's one of my handicaps. But with spell check and other things, it's like I thank God all the time that he can help and assist me and use this technology. And so I just want to plant a seed in a couple of your hearts that maybe, yeah, you don't have the background or the specialties in certain areas, but you can find various resources that can help or be implemented to assist in various ways. And so, Ron, I want to take you back to something that you said just for clarity's sake, but you couldn't afford to go to college. Did you get accepted into the Air Force, or were you also not accepted into joining them?
I did join the Air Force.
Okay, you did join and serve. And,
and I believe my supervisor was just messing with me, but I didn't know. So when she said no, I took it as no, I couldn't go. Well, I did eventually go later after I was out of the Air Force. I learned that I was able to use so many credits. And so then I went to Lincoln Land and Sangamon State and then UIS. So I did eventually get to go to school. But it threw me into my addiction.
You know?
So that was part of this process, the cycle of in and out. Anyway, the AI, like I said, that I can't afford, or the time and the money to go. I did take a couple of classes in HTML and basic programming. So I have general knowledge. I can look at the code that the AI spits out and say, wait a minute, what's this? But to sit down and write it out myself, that would take me days.
Well, I love part of your journey because I'm sure many that are tuned in today, you're speaking to individuals because they grew up in a Christian home, had wonderful parents that modeled Christ. Now, I do recognize also that many listeners tuned in today didn't have Christ modeled through their parents. Maybe they don't even know who their parents are, or maybe one was very hypocritical or was not walking faithfully, even though they took you to church. So for those of us that have had God parents, you know, thank you God for them, but many do not. But you did, and yet there was a season of strain from God, even though you knew the Bible and you knew he loved you. What is your encouragement to that person today that feels like they've strayed from God because of some choices or lifestyles or where they're at right now? They can't return to God because they feel so much shame that God wouldn't allow them back into a relationship with him. What would you specifically say to them?
Oh, Mark, one of the things that I have on the front page is honor your mother and father. My mother and father, Ron and Carol Bear, wonderful people, and they were patient with me, and I felt so much shame. I didn't know if I could be in public, if I could show my face. when I go to my hometown, I go straight to my parents and then home. I don't go about because I don't even know what I've done. You know, people see me, there might be good memories, but there's things I don't even have memories. So to honor my parents, I look at what they tried to do in me. In that moment that God told me he'd grant the desire of my heart, I didn't really want to die. I wanted love, peace, and joy. I had this clarity, this like connection where I became one with him. And all of that is past. Mm. If I just submit to what he tells me to do today, I have sometimes being bombarded with what I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. But that was yesterday. And if I die right now, I'm going to be judged on what I did yesterday. But if I live till tomorrow, I'm going to be judged on what I did today. And today, I can work to make a better way. And one of the songs in my book is, "Today, I Found a Better Way." So that discusses how if I'll pause and pray, things will go better. Things will go my way. And if there's a storm, I can pray and God will send the storm away. And realize that there's people like you, like me, that are hurting legitimately, suffered trauma, whether it was emotional, physical, from a war, from family abuse, whatever it is that caused that trauma. That pain is a message that you can share with someone else because someone else is suffering and the joy is inside of them. And my mission with Faith to Bear Ministries is to help uncover that joy. Mm. The joy is not gone. It's just buried. It's suppressed by all the trauma and the distractions of the world and the medication. And so there's a healthy way. The joyful heart is good medicine and joy brings healing. And if we can focus on that joy and realize it's there, stop trying to suppress the pain, but just dig that crud up so that the joy can bubble out. Turn on faithtobear.com or your favorite channel and listen to a kid's song and start dancing and act silly like a kid or something. It's freeing. You might want to not do it in public, but, you know, in privacy of your own home.
Well, that brings us back to the verse we opened up with, Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine. And Ron the Bear, we're going to have you back tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends because I want our listeners to know about these great books and resources, your coloring book, and how to minister to children. I might even have you read an excerpt or two from one of your books. Maybe we'll play even a song tomorrow, A Joyful Heart is Good Medicine. I have a great song by Lisa Glasgow. We'll see if we can include that tomorrow. But I want to know about these books, how the listener can get in touch with you. I know they can stop by faithtobear.com. faithtobear.com, or you can always send Ron an email. He loves to share about these resources, how they can be used to encourage your children, or how maybe some of Ron's story can encourage you to step out and see how God can use you in the storytelling that you're able to share with others. You can email Ron at joyfulhearts@faithtobear, and that's B-E-A-R, like the grizzly bear, joyfulhearts@faithtobear.org. And if you are driving and couldn't write that down, just call the station and we'll get you that information. But Ron, in our closing minute, we began with Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine. And on Fridays, we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit and love, joy, peace. Those are things that you learned early on, you know, the love of the Lord, the peace that he gives, but also that joy. So what would be a reminder for our listeners today to take to heart Proverbs 17:22? How can they have a joyful heart?
Have a joyful heart. I think of childlike faith and if we trust, there's no other distractions, just block everything out. It's just a little child. They're not inhibited by anything. If you look at a child, if a music video comes on, they're standing in front of the TV, suddenly they're dancing. They're jumping up and down dancing. And just get that. I don't know if you have to be by yourself in a room by yourself and turn on something and or just make up a song and sing and dance and just get that childlike feeling, and that will help loosen up that adult crud and bring that joy up out.
I think of that comment that Jesus made to the disciples, maybe to others, about having faith as a child. And I've thought about that oftentimes. not to be childish, but to be childlike, to recognize that God loves us, that he cares for us. He paid the penalty. Jesus Christ suffered on a cross for our sins. He was given the punishment that we deserved. And so sometimes, as little children, if we can just set our minds that this loving God, this caring God, this God full of grace and mercy will care for us, we can surrender, we can submit, we can embrace his love. And that gives us that joyful heart because we're in good hands with God's love. Listening friend, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again, or you know somebody that you want to pass it on to, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org. Click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you can right-click on the program, paste it into an email, send it on to a friend, or just click on it and turn up your speakers or your media device and listen to it again, as I think Ron's story parallels with many of us in various ways, and God does desire to work in and through you. He loves you, he cares for you, and he showed it through Jesus. Well, we're going to have Ron back again for Wednesday's edition of Mark and Friends, and we're going to hear all about his books and different resources that his ministry has. Find out more at faithtobear.com, faithtobear.com, or email Ron, Ron the Bear, at joyfulhearts@faithtobear, and that's BEAR.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Ron Bear with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.